Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. We've nearly made it to Friday. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Loads to get through today, including the PR4L with Dear Scott and more of R. Kelly's hip hopera, which is just getting weird now.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, so we've got Becky here.
Nice to see you,
Nice.
Yes.
And Chris is here.
Hello.
And it's time for Dear Scott, where you get to have your say about this show and pretty much anything else you want to say. Just send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott in the bit that says subject, and then I'll get the PR4L to read it out for you. We do this every Thursday. Here's the first one.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L and TOTDS.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Just listened to the podcast with Chris auditioning to be Batman.
Oi, oi.
I think Chris definitely has to be part of the tour, so I have this idea. Phone the director back and offer Chris to be a new Batman supervillain called the Adult Baby. We already know that he has the range to play this role. And I don't know about everybody else, but I would rather see Batman versus the Adult Baby than all the other villains put together.
Yes.
I don't know what kind of superpowers or abilities the Adult Baby would have, but I'm sure it's enough to trouble the Caped Crusader. Love the show. Craig, off of West Sussex.
Does sound like it could be a kind of Batman baddie Adult Baby, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, if you've got Catwoman, you can have an adult baby. I think his, what is it, a power? He could just cry, like, loads
I
until...
I think this is an awful idea.
No, I like it. No, but think about it, you could be back in the show, you're not Batman.
Yeah, but I thought this whole Batman thing had made everyone forget about the adult baby stuff.
Imagine it, imagine it.
Adult, don't, you can't forget adult baby, Chris, it's what made you.
I've got rid of the Joker. And Gotham City is now safe. Thanks to me, Batman.
It's really good.
But wait. Who's that?
Oh.
Who are you?
Hello. Mammary gland. Jeffrey Archer. Listen, I'm an adult baby.
No?
No.
All right, well, I was just offering you a chance to be back in the show, back in the game.
Do you know what, Chris? I don't think you can afford to be so choosy about your options at the moment because you haven't really got any.
So you're saying that if I'm offered the role of Adult Baby in Batman the Arena Tour, I should take it?
Yes, because when you go to be like a big superstar, like Jennifer Aniston, she didn't start in Friends, she did little roles. I don't know if she was an adult baby, but I'm sure some people, some famous actresses have been.
And have you seen some of her films lately? Do you know what I mean? It's not always the good ones.
You
she
need
does.
To start off in a smaller role, like Adult Baby, and then you can move on.
For every the breakup, there is the Bounty Hunter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not always going to be plain sailing.
Yeah, I just thought this Batman thing might have been a step up from the Adult Baby, but now you're saying I should do maybe both.
Take whatever comes at you, I think.
All right.
Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, the PR4L, and all the others.
Hello.
My name is Katie, and for a while now I have wondered this, usually whilst on the toilet. I call them toilet thoughts. Could you do me the great honour and give me your opinion, please? Is it possible to brush your teeth without wiggling your bottom? I've tried and failed. Now, every time you brush your teeth, I bet you're going to try, smiley. I love you more than I love chocolate, which is a lot, BTW. You complete me, Katie, off of Berkshire, XXXXX.
Okay, toilet thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to admit, when I'm on the toilet, I use that as a bit of me time.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
To collect my thoughts.
I just read the back of the shampoo bottles.
The whole brushing your teeth and wiggling your bum thing is just weird.
No, because do you know what? When I first heard this, I thought, right, she's... It's like it's completely ridiculous. But actually, when you think about it, I'm going to stand up and show you. When you're doing this side, you kind of bend one leg and do like that. And when you're doing the other side, you do like that. So although you're not standing there going like this, doing a proper, proper wiggle, you will, like, from one foot to the other.
No,
like,
I disagree. I have never wiggled when brushing my teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's physically impossible to stand still. You're not brushing your teeth long enough because you can't stand still, completely still, for 2 minutes.
I don't think I
can. No, because you'll bend one leg and move like the...
I don't think I can do that. I think that's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach. I don't think you can do both. I don't think I can physically do both.
Next time you brush your teeth, you'll realise that she's right.
Okay, well, I'll find out tonight, won't I?
Are you going to do that when you get home?
Well, I'm not going to try. I'm just going to see what happens and see if I do wiggle and I'm not noticing it.
Right.
Next!
Scott, Becky, PR4L, the one who doesn't speak, and Chris.
Hey.
Good morning. Please find attached a picture of my spice rack I made as my GCSE final project. I no longer can find a use for this and have thought of the perfect use for it. You always mention giving out Scott Mills points, and once you reach a certain level, the price is a spice rack. Perfect! Winking smiley. Please feel free to get in contact if you are interested. Eddie, off of Halesworth, Suffolk. Love ya. High five.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Eddie. So, Eddie is offering up his spice rack that he made in woodwork.
And a very nice one it is too. I think there's probably room for about 16 spices on there.
And let's face it, you don't ever do anything with anything you make in woodwork. You don't actually use it very often, do you?
It's really weird that they make you make a spice rack as well.
No, you know, normally you can choose, I think.
No, but it's like, what 16-year-old needs a spice rack?
A spicy one?
I mean, when I did my GCSEs, I got a D in woodwork. I made a pencil holder in the shape of a sun.
What, so a 16-year-old wants a pencil holder?
So the pencils were like the rays.
Oh, really nice.
I'll bring it in if you want.
Have you still got it?
Yeah, it's at home.
I never completed anything in woodwork. I was so rubbish at it. I just looked busy every week.
That's
in
what
the lesson.
I did. Yeah.
You can get away with it for ages.
Yeah.
My teacher was always losing everyone else's projects, like about 2 weeks before they put them in for the exam. So I actually made my woodwork teacher sign a form saying that I will not lose Becky's work. And because I didn't want to have to redo
get you.
It.
What?
Right? I didn't want to have to redo it. And I saw all my friends like getting there, having to redo their projects. And I was like, I can't be bothered with that. So I made him sign this form. And he signed it, and then he kept my work locked in a cupboard, and every week he'd have to go and get it out.
That's really weird.
Can I just ask, how did the teacher keep losing all the projects? Well, was he taking the wooden spoon that they made home and using it in his salad or something?
Do you know what? I'm not entirely sure. There was something dodgy going on, but we can work it out. We never got to the bottom of it, but everyone else has kept getting lost, and mine was fine.
Was he selling them?
It's probably cheap Christmas
presents,
isn't it?
Actually, now, as I'm older and a little bit wiser, I think that he might have been. I should have gone to the local Car Boots on a Saturday morning or, like, checked eBay and seen, like...
And seen some pencil holders in the shape
yeah.
of a sun.
And if he was selling them, then I suppose he would have been in breach of your contract, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Eddie, for this spice rack. We could use these, I think, as prizes for the Scott Mills points. Is that legal? Can we get school children all over the UK to make spice racks for prizes?
If you get in touch with my old teacher, and then he'll supply you with the racks, and then he'll keep doing what he's always done of losing the work.
Let me just check with the one that doesn't speak. Is this slave labour? Hang on, I've got a way of making it legal, actually.
Right.
If you're a woodwork teacher, and you're listening to this at the moment, and you think, do you know what would be a brilliant project for my class? To make the spice racks for the Scott Mills points. If you're up for that as a woodwork teacher, just drop me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I can draw up the contract, I'm
yeah.
with it then.
If you want the official contract to make the spice racks, let us know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On the line now, it's only Blue Kesha.
What's up, baby?
How are you?
I just woke up.
Oh, really?
Massive time difference.
Now,
yeah.
I don't think I've seen you since Radio 1's big weekend back in the summer in Bangor, where you were wearing that T-shirt.
The infamous T-shirt.
Do you remember what it said on the T-shirt?
That's what's on my side. Yeah, I do. It said that I bossed Scott.
Yes, it did. See? Memories, eh? Memories.
And I refused to take it off, and every time I saw you, you would, like, cringe and hide behind a bush.
I was like, could you please take that off now? And I was like, no, I'm going to go and watch the next band with it. Like, no, take it off! And then, inspired by my message, take it off, you made a whole song called that.
Yeah, it was inspired by you, actually, yeah.
Yeah, because every You're time right. I said, take it off, I'm going to hide behind the bush, you thought, there's a song in there somewhere.
And then I made more T-shirts. Now my whole band wears them to band practice.
No, they do not.
Yeah, they do. I'll send you pictures. It's really funny.
Oh, God. Anyway, so you just woken up. Where are you right now?
I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm rehearsing for my tour that I'm about to go on in, like, 2 weeks.
Do you still live in that weird house with all those girls in L.A., or have you moved?
No, I moved back to Nashville. Remember, it was haunted. I wasn't into it.
Oh, that's right.
No.
Yeah.
Then I... So I decided to move back to Nashville.
Are you in a hotel now?
Right now I'm actually staying. This guy just let me stay at his house.
Oh, yeah.
He's not even here. It's like this massive, beautiful, weird house.
Oh, yeah.
So you just stay there. It's totally fine. But, yeah, so I'm staying here for free. And life is good.
Who's the bloke then, eh?
Some dude.
What do you mean some dude? You must know him.
I mean, I do, but I can't tell you who he is.
Oh, okay. So it's some dude that might be famous and you don't want to tell me who it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it a nice house? What can you see around you?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's kind of like reminiscent of Boogie Nights. It's very 70s, a lot of shag carpeting. It's right up my steez.
Does this man make films? Make movies?
Maybe.
Are you in the Valley?
No, I'm in the 90210.
Thank God for that. Otherwise, I'd be like, get out of there. You don't want to be making films in the Valley with that man.
No, everybody knows what happens in the Valley.
Everyone. If you don't, look it up. Anyway, I'm going to ask you, have you totally changed now? Because you don't call anymore, you don't email. You were very down to earth, you know.
Oh, my God.
Back in the day, Kesha, you...
a woman.
No, seriously, back in the day, you would have been happy down the pub with a pint of cider and a packet of pork scratchings, and now you bet you're all bling-bling and crystal and hanging out with Kim Kardashian.
Okay, I don't even like champagne. I think it tastes like urine.
Okay.
And B, I haven't met Kim Kardashian yet, but I want to.
Yeah, you see, you have changed. Just by the fact that you want to meet her means you've changed.
No, oh my God, her butt. Her butt is a legend. You don't want to meet that butt. Everybody wants to meet that butt.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I wouldn't say no. So you been to any good parties, Lady Kesha?
Any big parties? Let's see, I played the Dick Clark, like, ball dropping ceremony. At New Year's, and that was pretty fun. That was
the
pretty
Dick
nice
Clark ball dropping ceremony. What happens at that?
Haven't you seen that on New Year's when, like, the big ball drops in Times Square?
I don't want to. He's like he's about 100 years like old. I don't want to see Dick Clark's balls drop. No, I don't. Anyway, are there parties apart from that you've been to? Please.
I'm trying to think here. Well, I went down to, after I dropped Dick Clark's balls, I went to Honduras for 2 weeks and just, like, ran around the jungle.
Oh, you went jungle.
Amazing. Yeah, I went jungle because I don't know if I told you this, but, like, I always try to make it into the jungle for a minute because you really just get back to, like, your animal self. And I think it's really important. And so, to me, like, that was, like, a magical time. It wasn't necessarily, like, a party, but I got to run around the jungle naked for, like, 2 weeks.
Wow, I'm just imagining that. So you ran around Honduras naked, pretending to be an animal.
I mean, not the whole time. I wasn't naked the whole time. I was naked in bits and pieces.
Okay, cool. And did you talk to any animals?
Of course. I went diving and I saw a hammerhead shark, like a bunch of barracuda. It's really actually terrifying because barracuda are very attracted to very shiny things. And so I have a gold tooth and a nose ring. So it's all over my face. And so they get right up in your face with these big-ass teeth, and it's very intimidating.
Hey, are you coming to the Brits this year?
I don't actually think I get to because I'm on tour.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Could you turned up in that fancy car last year?
I know. The Brits were really, really fun. Was that... That's when I met Lily Allen and...
Yeah.
Relieved myself in the sink.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that
memory.
That very event.
Hold on, memory. That was fun.
Do you know what? You'll be missed this year. You really will.
Oh, I really wish I could come.
Oh, no, but what I'll do is I'll go to the Kesha Memorial Sink and just wee in it for you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
I might I might send you a tweet. Go, did it, done it.
That would be very sweet of you.
Okay, just so
really,
you know.
I really would appreciate that.
It's all memories, Kesha, it's all memories. Now, we like your song a lot, We Are Who We Are, and also yesterday on the official chart update on Radio 1, it was number one in the kind of mid part of the week, so fingers crossed you will get number one on Sunday in the UK. That would be pretty cool, eh?
Oh, that would be incredible. That would be incredible. The UK has been one of my favorite places to play, and my fans there are just totally mental, and I love it. So if my song goes number one, I'm going to be incredibly stoked. Because my fans are just so crazy, and they kick so much ass. I mean, That would be the best. That would be really incredible.
I've just read that TikTok was the biggest selling song in the world last year.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't even know that. That's pretty cool.
12 million copies.
Oh, that's exciting. I have no idea. See, I don't know statistics.
I know. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you for that. I mean, that's quite the ego boost for today. But
I think if that was my song, I would know that. It's like, I've got the biggest selling song in 2010. I would probably know that, Kesha.
Usually, my managers or somebody around me would tell me something like that.
Yeah.
But guess not.
Oops. Oh, God. Please don't fire them.
They're all fired.
They're all fired. Okay, well, it's really good to talk to you again. And come and see us when you're in town, okay? Next in the UK.
I'll get my ass to the UK really soon.
Yeah, please come back. And then we can go to the jungle together. Well, we've got the equivalent of a jungle here. It's called the New Forest. I'll take you there.
Okay, deal. And we can run around naked.
Yeah, let's do it. Sounds like fun.
The date.
Speak to you soon, my love.
All right. I love you, Scott. Thank you so much for playing my record.
I love you too. Bye. Radio 1 Podcast. So I've got a pretty good summer lined up. At some point, me and Kesha are going to go run around the New Forest with no clothes on. The New Forest, which she now thinks is a jungle, because I just told her,
dear, why are the cows in the jungle? Why is there a horse?
I can't wait for that.
I'm glad you're excited, but the Jewel family have been on, and they're a bit concerned. They say they've just booked their family holiday in the New Forest, and they're worried that you and Kesha will be running around naked.
Well, we will. So
there aren't many trees to hide behind, are there?
No.
Some bits are quite open.
You're likely to
encounter a small pony. There's quite a lot of wild
horses. Yes, you
are. Yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely, the New Forest, and we're going to feel free.
You're going to add to that beauty.
You let us text back and let us know exactly which bit of the New Forest you're in. We're thinking more like Lymington. We're going to go down the high street and then just into the woods.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're not... It's
people
nice.
People are always stuck in traffic. Isn't that the time with the one-way system where you get stuck in traffic for ages?
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want if you've been in a traffic jam for half an hour. And
we
then
want
you
to be
Kesha,
seen.
You and Kesha turn up like, ta-da!
I'm not being funny. If, you had a chance to be naked with one of the biggest pop stars in the world, you would run through the Lymington or anywhere at rush hour.
That's not the first thing I'd think about doing.
Well... Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I've now decided against Lymington as the place where me and Kesha are going to go because it's favoured by the older people, so I don't want to scare them. So I'm going Brockenhurst now. That's what I've decided on.
Oh, that's a shame, because Ellie... Well, you could call in on Ellie in New Milton, who's been on. She says, can you stop by mine for a cup of tea? And then her and her friend...
You won't have any clothes on.
But she doesn't say. You have to, stop by her house for a cup of tea and then she'll take you into Lymington for a sailing lesson.
Okay.
I don't think she... I'm not quite sure if she knows you're going to be naked for the whole time of a visit. Is she going to go around and sit on her sofa?
We're going Brockenhurst now, I've decided.
Are you?
Because there's some really nice pubs around there.
Oh, there are, yeah.
So, me and Kesha having a Ploughman's, Starkers. Spotted Kesha and Scott Mills eating pickled onions in pub completely naked.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Can you tell me what's going on a little bit, please?
Right. So, yesterday Richard Keys said that if... everything that presenters said off mic was recorded, then there wouldn't be any presenters still left working because they'd all have to, they say so many bad things that they'd all be sacked.
Yeah, he said that everyone would be out of work.
Yeah. So I thought I would find out whether this was true or not by secretly recording you this afternoon. Just to see if you, said anything worth selling to the paper on that.
I'm not sure this is fair.
Why? Well, I'm just calling it like a science experiment. Testing his theory. He's put a theory out there and I'm just testing it.
But we always chat before the show and stuff, about everything.
What? About what?
About all sorts.
Like what?
Don't know. I don't know.
Well, nothing that you wouldn't mind being recorded, though, eh?
Okay, right. So, I wonder why you were being really weird earlier.
What do you mean? I wasn't being weird.
Right, what have you got?
Just a normal chat.
What have you got?
Well, here it is. There you go.
Okay. Number one, yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Club down road.
BBC Club?
Yeah.
But you're going to the BBC Club?
My first time there. It sounds banging.
It'll be your last.
Oh.
Well, as scandalous as that is, I don't think that the Daily Mail will be interested in your opinion on what the BBC Club facilities are.
It's just a bit 70s in there, to be honest.
It's just like an office where they've put some drinks in the corner and you can go and sit in a bar type place.
Yeah. I've only been once. So maybe that was a bit unfair.
Yeah.
Do you think they could get me into trouble?
They could. I don't think you'll ever be asked to DJ there.
Right. We were just having a conversation because Chris is going there tonight for his first time, so... Mm. Okay, what have you got next? I hate this.
But if you fancy...
Okay, I'm supposed to be going for a run. And
I know, I knew you wouldn't like that.
No, I don't mind. I would come along later on.
Who else is going?
Well, I'm going, and then a guy called Liam.
Right, that's not that exciting.
No, I'll scrap that one. What about the next one?
What do you think of women, Scott? What do you think of women?
What?
Well, you know, like, do you think they're good at their jobs?
What are you on about?
This is where it starts getting interesting, you see.
Like, do you think girls are good at their jobs?
Is this a do I think that you're good at your job thing?
Would a man do my job better?
I really thought about it, to be honest.
Really revealing so far, Becky.
I thought it was good questioning. You have to get, like, proper questions just to make sure, you know, get the serious
questions in. It's just so weird. We started having a conversation about Chris going to the BBC club tonight, and then you suddenly go, well, what do you think of women?
Oh, I was trying to be... I was trying to sort of phase it in subtly, but then in the end I just thought I had to ask you.
Are there any ethnic minorities that you don't like?
What are you on about?
Well, there must be some. There's loads to choose from.
No.
Really?
We were just talking about...
Yeah, I don't know what she's going on about.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Right, this is not actually that exciting, is it?
Well, I think I'm asking...
You're quite rubbish at this.
I'm never going to be a fake shake.
No, you're not. Ever.
But I had to try and ask the questions in order to get the footage.
Who do you fancy in the office, Scott?
What? Seriously, what are you on about today?
You were being really weird.
I thought that one was quite subtle.
Who did you used to fancy in the office before they got old or fat?
I don't... What?
So you have said that one before, but you refused to answer, and I don't know why. You must have been a bit suspicious of my questioning.
I have never said anything like that. I haven't.
Who do you think in the office is too old to do their job properly?
No one. What are you on about?
There must be some people that you think are too old.
No.
Excellent. So well done there.
Some people are saying that this is entrapment. And I'm not the best person for the new watchdog job.
No, I don't think you should. Were you going to go for that one?
Well, I have quite fancied it in the past, but I'm thinking that it's not going too well for me tonight, is it?
No, I wouldn't even apply if I was you. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now it's time for Innuendo Bingo, the duel. Two people. Two glasses of water. One bin. Things could get messy. Hi, Becky. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, the idea is this. Becky and Chris sit opposite each other, which they are doing now. They both take a mouthful of water. They hold it in their mouths. Then we play them a clip of Innuendo Bingo. And let's see if the water spurts out. Hopefully over each other.
Well,
for me, anyway.
Right.
Now, what's going on with the outfits today, please?
Well, Chris again has forgotten to bring...
No one told me. No, hold on, let's get this right. No one told me we were playing this today.
Oh, we keep doing that. We didn't tell you, did we?
No, funnily enough.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I've ditched my wet weather gear today in favour of a kind of like a white all-in-one protective science man type suit and a crash helmet off of motorbiking.
She looks like the Stig.
She does. That's really good. How are you going to take the water in your mouth when the visor is closed?
That's the point.
Well, I can open my visor and then
You could drown.
Hey?
You could drown in there. It'd be like a fish tank.
Yeah, but at least you can't get me this time.
No, I can manoeuvre my visor so that my mouth can come out the top of my helmet and then I can just spit from my helmet.
Okay, good.
Good start.
I can manoeuvre my helmet so that I can lift up the visor and then my mouth is free to spit the water.
Yeah, we haven't started yet, so...
Tell me when to lift my visor.
Okay. So, Chris, talk us through what you're wearing today on Innuendo Bingo, the duel.
No one told me we were playing this, so I'm wearing exactly what I turned up in.
Which
it's
is?
It's just a T-shirt and jeans.
Amazing. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
So Becky's in full protective clothing, Chris just in a T-shirt.
Okay, I'm lifting up my visor. I'm going to take the water now.
Both take a sip of water, please.
Oh, God.
Hang on. I need to get the angle right.
Okay.
Oh. And the visor tickled my chin.
Oh, I didn't miss this.
What happened?
Sorry.
What
happened? I just completely spat at Chris because the visor tickled my chin. Because there's a little patch in here which is quite itchy, and then I took the water and it moved my mouth.
This isn't going to work if...
Just carry on.
It's gone down inside the helmet. Right, okay, let's start again. Right, start once again. We take the water, play the clip quickly, otherwise I'm...
Okay.
Fine. Ready, Scott?
We've got a couple of classics here and a couple of brand new ones. Starting off with Simon Mayo's show on BBC Radio 2.
Julian Preston-Powers is on the phone to tell us all about it. Hello, Julian.
Hello there.
So what is different about your helmet?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what? Chris has got that thing again where he's stealing the bin and he needs to go half so that I've got room to spit, otherwise...
That's a lie. I stepped back for that one. She looked right at me and spat over me.
Oh, my God, you really are wet. Are you right, Chris?
Yeah.
OK, more water, please. He's going to have to redo his hair and everything. OK. Mm-hmm. Both happy?
Mm-hmm.
Got the water in?
Mm-hmm.
OK.
Oh, no. This is my favourite today.
Okay.
I'm going to run out of water.
More water, please. Okay.
I'm going out tonight as well. I don't know how this is going to work.
Okay, good. Calm. Be calm. Mm. Think nice things that aren't funny.
Don't say that to someone who... Don't say it. It's hard. You're on the edge and then you say don't think of anything that's funny and then you think of something funny.
Okay, good. More water. Right. And now this from Dancing on Ice. Spotted by Miles, one of our listeners. Miles sniggered when he heard what some of the judges had to say.
OK, thank you, Robin.
Absolutely agree. It's fantastic. Yes, you got it up and it was a great position, but you needed to be supportive of Katie on the exit, which is even more difficult than getting...
Oh, my God!
Did you see what he did?
That was a direct...
That was mean!
But what happened?
He saw I was going to go and he shut my lid.
She was looking...
So he shut my helmet and I just spat over myself.
She was looking at me, so I closed their visor.
Yes. Thank God we're videoing this.
I can't see now.
I think we'll call that one all.
One all. Okay. That was a good one. You'll be able to see the video of this later at Radio 1 Online. It's a good one today, I promise you.
What a jewel.
There's more. Have some more water, please. And now let's head over to Ray Mears. Not even funny. And it's Ray's Northern Wilderness. This is what Ray likes more than anything else.
And that's the beaver. This amazing mound.
Oh, God, mound. Oh, no.
Oh, who won that one?
Mate.
Oh, Chris, you are soaked. OK, I've got one more. It's one of our classics. And then we'll call it a day on Innuendo Bingo and the Jewel.
Mm-mm.
All right, water, please. It's a classic from Radio 2's Elaine Page.
If you were listening, you will know that I just couldn't manage to squeeze in Malcolm's big one. So, as promised, here comes this week.
You did well there, Becky.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the one where she talks about that hand warmer thing she's got.
Malcolm's
Chris,
big one.
Chris went there, but Becky managed to hold it together. So who won?
Oh, I think I've lost, it's fair to say. Look at me.
Looking at you, I think you've really lost. And that was Innuendo Bingo, The Duel.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, that was Rihanna, and What's My Name? That awkward moment when you nearly forget the name of the station you're on. Been here a while, do you know what I mean? It just didn't come to me. It was BBC. All right, what's the next bit? Weird. Really weird. Rihanna, what's my name? This is Scott.
The one that doesn't speak just mouths something rude at me. He says it's your age, you could be becoming forgetful. Oh, wow, we laughed.
We laughed. On the way to the job centre. Anyway. You all right?
Yes.
Calm down, dear. It's only a radio show.
I've just put that video of me and Chris doing the innuendo bingo on your Facebook page.
It's a good one.
It is good, actually.
It's really good.
Obviously, you can't see it when you're doing it. I didn't realise how directly I aimed right at Chris's face.
There are some direct hits in there. And what they've done for you as well is they've done some nice slow motion footage so you can watch it again and enjoy it again and again. Go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I'm going to have to stop doing this R. Kelly thing soon because it's making my head absolutely fizz. I've got no idea what's going on now. I really don't. It's losing me.
I thought you were up to speed yesterday.
Okay, well, let me see where we are at so far. R. Kelly coming now, by the way. That was for Neil, who texted and he was on the treadmill yesterday and we didn't warn him and he nearly fell off laughing. So everyone's having an affair in this R. Kelly hip-hopera, blah, blah, blah. They're all doing it with each other. I can't go into the whole story because it's too long. But at the moment, all you need to know is that R. Kelly and brother-in-law, Tron, have just burst into the house of a policeman called James. James is having an affair with R. Kelly's wife. But that's not why they burst in. They burst in because the policeman has just found his wife's lover hiding in the kitchen under the sink. And his wife is worried that the policeman, James, is going to hurt him. Especially as his wife's lover isn't that big. And that's where we're at. You're going to have to help me out here, Becky, because I think things could get confusing.
Okay.
Drum roll, please, part 11.
Now the midget begins to wake up because he fainted from all the madness.
Right, so he's fainted because, well, it's not surprising, really. It is getting crazy in there.
And I said, hold up, you look familiar. Do I know you from somewhere? And he said, man, I get around. You might know my face from here, there.
Ah, so R. Kelly recognises the policeman's wife's lover from somewhere, but he can't quite place where.
Twan says, man, what the hell is that smell? Somebody done broke wind.
Oh, the smell's still lingering from the last episode. That was the policeman's wife's lover who made the smell last time.
And then Bridget starts crying while she's looking around. I said, I'm sure we can work this out, but first, let's put the guns down. Then Bridget cries, James first. Then he said, no, you go. Then I say, just do it at the same time, and they both looked at me and said no.
Right, there's a bit of a standoff happening now. It's a bit like a Tarantino film. They're all pointing at each other, hoping they'll put the guns down.
And then Bridget says, I will drop the gun if he promises not to hurt big man. Then James says, that's what you call him, big man.
So his wife's lover, we now find out, is called Big Man.
Then I say, man, why they call you that? And he says, because I'm blessed.
Right, so he's called Big Man because he's blessed in some way.
Ooh.
Any suggestions? He's blessed.
And then I said, man, I should have never took my ass to the Pages Club. Then Big Man says, Pages, I've been there. That's probably where you know me from.
Pages, I would never go there. Have you been? To dive.
Is it?
Yeah. 2-for-1 drinks on a Wednesday, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but it's generally bad news, Parjays.
Do you know what? I'm not going to go then. I might get embroiled in this.
Well, you will.
Can you imagine? And then Becky arrives
at Parjays. Becky arrives. Woo! Parjays. Anyway, Parjays is where he's met Big Man before, but also where he met his lover, where all this terrible thing started in the first place.
James says, hey, Chuck and Rufus, let's get back to the matter at hand. And Sylvester says, cool, but first there's just this one thing I've got to understand. James says, what? Then Sylvester says, how do you know Chuck and Rufus? Police says, what you talking about, man? You said Chuck and Rufus. Then Bridget says, on my stomach. Then Twan says, who the hell is Chuck and Rufus? I said, Rufus Chuck.
What's going on, Rufus Chuck? Who's Chuck and Rufus? I know that Rufus is...
Rufus is is R. Kelly's lover's husband.
Yes.
Who's having it away
with
Chuck.
Chuck, who's his lover.
Yes.
Okay, but why are they talking about Chuck and Rufus now?
Because I think, does Big Man know Chuck and Rufus?
I don't know.
Bridget said, I'm about to throw up. James says, man, my wife is sick. I said, how did your wife get sick?
Good question. How did she get sick?
Cherry pie?
Maybe.
Pregnant. Pregnant?
Oh.
Do we know what time of day it is? Maybe it's morning
sickness. I
don't know.
She didn't eat the cherry pie. She's allergic.
Oh, yes, of course.
He says she's 3 months pregnant. And then we all said, oh.
Oh.
Oh! She's pregnant. 3 months. All right?
Then Bridget says, honey, there's something I have to tell you. And then James says, no, baby, you don't have to say a word right now. Then she says, but James, he says, rest, Bridget, while I get these fools up out my house.
Yeah, have a rest, Bridget, because you're 3 months pregnant.
Just sit down, dear.
They're stressing you out, this.
And Bridget says, James, no! Sylvester gets a phone call. It's Gwendolyn asking him, is everything okay? And he says, hell no!
It's really not okay.
No.
No, it's really not.
I don't know why she didn't go with them to the house, because I hate missing out on that sort of thing.
Yeah.
She's got, like, serious, like, FOMO.
FOMO. You mean that, yeah.
FOMO.
Fear of missing out. That's right. Yeah. Good.
Sorry.
Right.
I got very confused
there.
Okay. I meant FOMO, fear of missing out.
Sorry about that. Okay, and next.
He hangs up, then big man screams, look, man, I'm just a stripper. I see a stripper.
What?
Big man's a stripper.
He hangs up, then big man screams, look, man, I'm just a stripper. I see a stripper.
Big man's a stripper?
I know, if anyone was going to be a stripper, I thought it would be the policeman.
I know you just said that.
He said, I strip at this club called Dixie's, and that is where I met Bridget. Bridget says, James. He says, not now. She says, hon, please let me explain.
What's going on?
I don't want to talk anymore.
What's going
on?
I'm
so confused.
What is going on?
I don't know.
And then she says, I admit it. Then James cut her off and says, baby, you don't have to say nothing. She says, no, James, I think you need to hear this. See, I've been covering for you a long time. Never said what was on my mind. I even followed you a few times. And when I saw you with her, act like I was blind.
Mm-hmm. Anybody? Becky, you've lost concentration.
No, I'm so confused, but I thought they were at Parjay's. Now they're at Dixie's.
No, it's Big Man's at Dixie's. What, Chris?
Big man used to work at Dixie's.
As a stripper?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's not all that just said, though, is it? Come on. That went on for like 5 minutes.
And she says, I admit it. I did it. I paid her. Then James cut her off and says, baby, you don't have to say nothing. She says, no, James, I think you need to hear this. See, I've been covering for you a long time. Never said what was on my mind. I even followed you a few times. And when I saw you with her, act like I was blind.
Okay, good. And now, the thrilling end to part 11.
And James says, wait a minute, Bridget, just what are you trying to tell me? Not only am I sleeping with Big Man, but he's my baby's daddy.
Oh. Oh, no.
The baby's daddy.
Wow.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Podcasts.
I don't want to do R. Kelly anymore.
I think I've had enough as well. It's stressing me out.
Not as much as it stresses me.
I can imagine.
That was so confusing, that
I'm
one.
It's making my head fizz. I'm really confused. And does anyone else think we should just leave it there? Like,
do you know what? At the start it was okay because there was only like 6 or 7 characters, and now
I just think we should stop. I mean, we can't do part 12 tomorrow anyway because it's only really Friday. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Just let me know what you think. Should we leave it there or not? I think I've had enough.
Podcast.
I've just been called an epic plum on the on the text by a 12-year-old called George from Midsummer Norton. No, you epic plums. Why would you do that? I think he's talking about stopping R. Kelly now. To be honest, George, 12, I've had enough. I really have. It's really doing my head in. You epic plum.
Are you having an epic plum off?
Yeah, but he can't answer
like
back.
It.
Well, you could. He could just text
he's
again.
Just going to text in capitals this time.
He'll just put plum. You're a plum. And now it's time for Dear Scott again. Posh Radio 4, every Thursday, reads out what you've been saying to us this past week.
Hi, Scott. I've noticed that on more than one occasion you've said about how you do not like whiskey. I listen to your show podcasts every day. I love this stuff, to the point of doing a weekly podcast about it. I'll be coming to London for Whiskey Live this year, and maybe at other times as well. I'm not sure how we would do this, but the offer is there for me to find you a whiskey that would change your view about it. Let me know what you think. Jim Martin.
Jim, thanks for the offer. How do you fill a whole podcast every week about whiskey?
Yeah, there's another one. Another whiskey, yeah.
I bet it's good by the end.
Another one.
I love this one.
I can't really see the BBC allowing us to do anything to do with whiskey, really, Jim. But thanks very much for the offer. I still really don't like it. And you would not be able to find one that I would like. I very much doubt it.
Some of them have quite funny names, though. You might like them just for their, like, comedy names.
Whiskey is whiskey to me. It's like wine is wine. They all taste pretty much the same.
You
it's either white or red.
It. You can just laugh at the label.
Next.
Hi, Scott. Martin Daniels here. Thanks for the mention on the show earlier on. It's nice to be remembered now and again. Cheers, Martin.
That's Martin Daniels, magician and son of Paul Daniels, who did actually...
He got a mention yesterday on the show.
Got a mention, I can't remember why.
Because you look like him.
A lady in a shop said I look like a magician. I do not look like Martin Daniels.
No,
if you're listening.
Sorry, you look like the one, the magician, the hypnotist off Little Britain. And the Great Soprendo.
I think we decided it was Stephen Mulhern.
If you don't know the Great Soprendo, you need to Google.
Hi, kids.
Super. It's Suprendo, and you need to go to images, and there he is, Scott. Yeah, looking lush.
Next,
Becky. If you had to choose, Andy Gray or Eric Pickles?
Oh, that's it. Andy Gray or Eric Pickles? I actually think it would be sexist for Becky to comment on that, so I'm going to move right along with this.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.